Police reveal details of weapons they have destroyed. This edition's collection of police and fire reports includes weapons and actions being taken to reduce false alarm turnouts. Almost 24,000 weapons and loaded items have been destroyed by Essex Police in the past year. Seized and surrendered knives weighed more than 2 tons, they say. Most were surrendered in knife bins spread across every district council area in Essex. Essex County Fire and Rescue Service has launched a campaign of special measures to reduce the hundreds of false alarms it attends each year. Dave Bond, head of protection, explained, "Fire alarm systems are designed to provide an early warning of fire so that members of the public have ample time to exit a building and make their way to a place of safety. Unfortunately, the vast majority of signals from these systems are not generated by fire, but other causes such as a fault in the system or cooking, steam, dust, smoking or vaping." Essex County Fire and Rescue Services organised a special training day with Essex Police's firearms support dogs. Throughout the event, a number of exercises simulated real-life scenarios and introduced the dogs to the harness they would have to wear in case of an emergency rescue. The canine responders were being lowered through a hole alongside their handler to practice controlled descents through confined spaces. A Braintree man who was found in his garden after drinking with friends died after suffocating, an inquest heard. Michael Ealy was found kneeling in the garden of his home on Friday, December the 15th, having been at the pub with his friends the same day. Area coroner for Essex, Michelle Brown, heard a post-mortem examination which showed Mr. Ealy, who was 37, died from positional asphyxia and profound ethanol intoxication. A man has been charged in connection with supplying Class A drugs after a police probe culminated in officers conducting a drugs bust. Dylan Martin, 31, of Welby Close, London, is accused of being concerned in the supply of heroin and crack cocaine, possessing an offensive weapon in a private place and possessing criminal property. He appeared at Chelmsford Magistrates Court and was remanded in custody until a hearing at Chelmsford Crown Court on Monday, June the 10th. Two special police constables questioned a 17-year-old in Halstead for failing to stop on an e-scooter and discovered he was wanted in connection with a robbery back in January. Possible charges are being discussed with the Crown Prosecution Service.